In the name of the Father, of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear friends of Christ, today, Holy Mother Church celebrates the solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity. And central to the Christian faith is this mystery of the Holy Trinity. And it's one of the most difficult to grasp, but that's why we call it a mystery, because we're never fully going to get the grasp of this. And the Catechism of the Catholic Church says the ultimate end of the whole divine economy is entry of God's creatures, His chosen ones, into the perfect unity of the Blessed Trinity. When we were instructed in this in seminary, there was a professor, he wrote on the board a picture of a triangle. And the triangle is one symbol that we use for the Trinity. One triangle, three equal sides. And he used this term, which was fascinating when he was explaining this, calling the divine dance. The divine dance. He said the church fathers, the bishops of the early centuries, the church just filled with the Holy Spirit explaining the faith, says it's the divine dance. It's love between the Father and the Son, love between them and the Holy Spirit. And when God created the angels, they were invited to join the dance. We have this triangle, they join another circle. As we know, one third of the angels refused to join into that dance. And then another circle, God created the material world, He created you and I. And then He sent His Son, the second person of the Blessed Trinity, into this world. So you picture like an arrow coming from the triangle into our world. Our Lord showing us the way to this life of God, this life to the Blessed Trinity, which is where we're called to. That's our ultimate destiny. Destiny, we can say yes, and we can say no. And then He used some fancy words in theology. I'll give you one of them here called parakaresis. That's a theological term from Greek referring to the mutual indwelling and the intersecting of the three persons of the Godhead. Peri comes from around, and dance, like choreography. So this divine dance, we're called. I like this. I've come across this. If you look at the word guidance, okay? Guidance, spelled G-U-I, dance. G stands for God, U and I, dance. Guidance. We have proper guidance, wisdom, if we're, in a sense, dancing with Almighty God. If you ever dance, what happens, if you have one person taking the lead and the other person follows, if they're both trying to take the lead, they're not going to do a good job. If they're going to the left, the leader will maybe slightly press the other person in the back. They're going to go this way or that way. And there's a perfect harmony then that takes part if they're dancing then together, a unity. And all of us are called to live a life in union with Almighty God. Now, the readings here today, it's interesting these readings the church picks out for the Trinity. Because there's three ways, essentially, that we live this life of the Trinity and come to it for all eternity. One, by grace. St. Paul says we are adopted, into God's family. That first half is a baptism. We're living in state of grace. Second, obedience. And third, suffering. So this is real brief. You look at these readings here. You have Moses, the first reading. He's extolling the people of God to follow the Lord God and to keep the commandments and statutes. So obedience. Without sight of obedience, you're not going to come to that union with God. Then you have our Lord Jesus Christ here in the gospel. He tells them to go forth to baptize all nations by commanding them to observe all that I've given you, all that I taught you, commanding them to live in that obedience so they could come towards the truth. But then St. Paul, in the second reading, he says, only if we suffer with him so that we may also be glorified with him. So grace, living perpetually in the state of sanctifying grace, which is imperative. We never know when the good Lord's going to call us. If death catches us and we're not in the state of grace, then all is lost. All is lost. And I was just... sometimes what happens, my dear friends, at different masses, not this mass here, but sometimes the priest, we could feel like brick walls from different souls and different hearts. And the last mass has occurred to me. Remember that famous speech of Ronald Reagan? And he says, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall. God sometimes looks out and he sees walls that we put up in front of our hearts. And he's saying in a kind way, in a firm way, tear down those walls. I want to live a life in union with you. But only you have the power to say yes or no. I want, in a sense, dance with you and invite you to this eternal dance in heaven. Now, I love reading the lives of the mystics. And this is a book called The Way of the Divine by Sister Josepha. And providentially, I just read this a few days ago. Our Lord appears to her, and he talks about the Trinity. I want to share a little excerpt, and then something we could all do in our spiritual life. So our Lord appeared, and he said, three, but we are one in sanctity, wisdom, in power, and in love. You know when we make the sign of the cross? We always start off in the name of the Father, Son. We don't say in the names of, singular, in the name, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. We three are one. Man whose human nature is divinized by grace, our Lord says, that happens at baptism, becomes one with God. Thus does God reside in souls that are in a state of grace. Thus do the three divine persons take up their abode in them, making these souls their habitation of delight. And our Lord said, may men adore the Father, may they love the Son, and may they let themselves be possessed by the Holy Spirit, and may the Blessed Trinity abide in them. Then our Lord said to her, oh, if you could but see the beauty of a soul that's in a state of grace. Because God really, truly, spiritually dwells in a soul. Oh, if you could see the beauty of a soul in a state of grace. My dear friends, if any of you here haven't been to confession the last several months, why aren't you going? Don't be stubborn, huh? Don't be stubborn. God's not going to give up on you. He's going to keep knocking. But if you want that knocking to stop, open the door. Go to confession. Humble yourselves, huh? Humble yourself. You know, the essence of all sin is pride, right? We do what we want. And we think, well, the audacity of God to say, I have to go to confession. Well, he's God, right? He's the creator. We're the creature. So open your heart. Tear down any walls that you've set up, especially with confession. But then our Lord says this. So the soul is so beautiful. But how do we grow in that grace? Something that we can do at all times, every places. He said, every soul can do this. Nothing great is required. Okay, I'm in. Nothing great is required. The smallest acts suffice. A step taken. A straw picked up. A glance restrained. You ever look at someone mean? You restrain them. A glance restrained. A service rendered. You do an act of charity. A cordial smile. You feel like frowning, but you smile. All these, our Lord said, offered to love, capital L, are in reality of great profit to souls and draw down floods of graces on them. So basically, in all the actions that we do, from the moment that we get up in the morning to the moment that we go back to bed, and even while we're sleeping, all these actions, if we attach an intention of love, Jesus, for love of you, it takes on an infinite value, an eternal value. It's incredible. It's incredible. You know, sometimes I think, once we get over by God's mercy to the other side, and he'll say, you know, I had so many other graces I wanted to give you. Such a higher place. We've been blind that we made it. But I think, wow, so much we live under that potential. So what you could take with you today, if you would, when you come up to the communion, you receive the Lord, ask him, Lord, help me not to waste my life, but all my actions, my walking, my talking, my eating, my sitting, my standing, even my sleeping. Lord, help me every single day to offer all these up with the intention of love for you. It seems simple, but it's really profound. Living an intentional life, doing everything for love of Jesus. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you.